26, actually. We are discussing the story of a Stevens Point teacher who gave gift bags to cognitively disabled students. And according to Lisa Kingsbury, the mom of one of the students, it contained a picture frame, toilet bowl brush, and Comet cleanser. I asked my daughter why she got this gift, and she said the teacher told her she would be scrubbing toilets. The district has since apologized, said there will be no action against the teacher, that it was just trying to relate to things that the kids have been taught. If that's what she told the student, I think this was highly inappropriate. But as I said, look, there's no shame in scrubbing toilets. I have done it as part of my first part-time job. And I don't know what the cognitive disabilities of this student are, but I also think it's presumptuous for her to decide exactly what this student's lot in life was going to be. What, if anything, should happen to the teacher? Jackie in Oshkosh. Jackie, how are you at the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I find this whole situation very frustrating. You know, I agree with Andrew, and I wish the superintendent would just come out and say it. You know, it has nothing to do with termination would be inappropriate. I believe it's more like they can't terminate the teacher because of the teachers' unions. And I'd like to know exactly what would be appropriate at this point for terminating a teacher that acts unprofessional, that is out of line, you know, because I think because of that, that's why these things keep happening and it keeps getting worse and worse. And as a parent, you know, the frustration level is increasing. And, you know, in my line of work, I'm in the hospitality industry. And if anybody even attempted to say something like that, even to a customer or a guest, that's it. It's done. You're over.
So you know, and I
don't know. And I think it's like that in most fields.
But okay.
Why is it that this keeps happening to these people who are teaching our children?
As for whether how hard it is to fire her, that's gotten easier after Act 10, but I don't know the current status in Stevens Point. Why should she be fired?
Well, if it is true, you know, and I guess that has to be established first. But if it is, and just like the driver that you had mentioned earlier, too, making the comment, you know, with the offensive term, why not? I mean, are these the kind of people that should be influencing our children and taking care of them and teaching them? It's just bad behavior. It's unprofessional.
What if she's been an otherwise stellar teacher and this is a single episode?
Well, if that's the case, then I would hope that, you know, they could somehow establish and be sure that she understands that it was wrong, and that it absolutely will not happen again. And if it does, she'll understand the consequences. I guess that would be my answer to that.
Thanks a lot for the call. To John on the road. John, go ahead.
I made it back. My call got dropped there. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make sure that we've not gotten to a point where we and through what you've reported in the story that we're not overreacting on it, because dealing with cognitively disabled people at times, they sometimes take things very simply. And from what you stated in the article, we don't know that the teacher was alleging that this is what your profession is going to be. Maybe this student, in the course of this class they took, maybe there was some levity that came about as a realization that, oh, this is one of the things that I have to learn how to do in life is scrub toilets. And maybe there was something in that regard, and that the teacher was not actually saying, well, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. I think we're doing a little bit of prejudging there.
John, thanks a lot for the call. I will take more calls on this after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. But I will tell you that I think John has it about right. As I said, if that's what the teacher said, and I want to get into that, but we can take more calls in five. If you missed the breaking news, President Obama has accepted the resignation of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. We'll be talking about that in the next half hour as well. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.